Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. We are joined by Melissa and Lyndhurst. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You ready to play around a Trump Tui?
Yeah.
All right. Ask Jen to leave the room, and then we'll go ahead and start the game.
Okay. Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Melissa.
All right. She's leaving the room. Producer Stevie's staying in with me. She's keeping track of the score. As always, we will... There we go. She's out. We will ask you five questions. Jen does not participate in this part of the game. She is down the hallway. You answer them to the best of your ability. Then we'll play a quick song so we can bring Jen back into the studio. Producer Stevie will calculate your totals, and then we'll ask Jen the same five questions. And if you answer more correctly than Jen, then you have won the game. Ties no longer go to the house. We would then go to a tiebreaker question if that's the case. And we are rooting for you to get that Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Let's begin with question number one. As today is the day, McDonald's locations in Northeast Ohio are going to start selling those crispy cream donuts. You could get a single. You could get a half dozen. You could get a dozen of the original glaze, the chocolate ice with sprinkles, or the chocolate ice cream filled. Also, a newer item on the McDonald's menu is this version of the Big Mac.
Oh, it's a chicken.
You try that yet, Stevie?
No.
A lot of chicken.
It would just, but if I got it, it would just be bread and chicken.
Oh, you're right.
A little.
That'd be, yeah, that's true.
Kind of pointless.
Question number two. This is breaking news yesterday. Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, they're expecting their first child together, which Fox announced on Instagram. Now, this will be Fox's fourth child and Kelly's second. Megan Fox has three boys with her ex. Who is he? What's his name?
Brian Austin Green.
All right. Question number three. Cedar Point is removing another ride from the park, Professor Delbert's Frontier Fling. If you're not sure what that is, that used to be known as the Ripcord. Is that something you would ride, Producer Stevie?
No. I had to look that up. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. So did I.
And I thought it was the Skyhawk thing at first.
Oh, right, right, right.
I don't even remember this being there, and it's a no for me.
What is the name of the new tilt roller coaster at Cedar Point that is going to debut in 2025?
I have no clue.
That's all right.
I have no clue.
I love that you're like, I have no clue. Well, we'll go with question number four, see if you have a guess for this one, or maybe you know this one. HBO Max's new teaser reveals a glimpse of all the shows they're going to run next year, including a fan favorite, The White Lotus, which, by the way, season three of The White Lotus is going to take place in Thailand. Which U.S. state was the setting for season one of The White Lotus?
I'll just guess. Louisiana.
Let's go with Louisiana. Question number five. People Magazine unveiling its 2024 Sexiest Man Alive tonight on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, where Colbert will host the announcement. Who graced the cover of this year's most beautiful issue of People Magazine that was released earlier this year?
I don't know.
All right. We're going to see. That's okay. We're going to see how many of the five you answered correctly. That's what Producer Stevie is doing. We're also going to grab Jen. We're going to bring her back into the studio and ask her those same five questions to see if you can trump Tui. Melissa of Lyndhurst joining the Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland's feel-good favorites here on Star 102. She answered five questions a minute ago. Jen is now back into the room. Producer Stevie, let Melissa know how she did.
Melissa got two.
Two correct.
Good job, Melissa.
All right. It's okay. Remember, ties no longer go to the house. There's been several times where two has held up and led to a tiebreaker or one. So we're going to ask Jen the same five questions.
Thank you, Tim.
We begin with, today is the day McDonald's locations in Northeast Ohio are going to sell those Krispy Kreme donuts. You get a single, half dozen, or a dozen of original glaze, chocolate iced with sprinkles, or chocolate iced cream filled. Perfect for after a Big Mac. Speaking of... Also, a newer item in the McDonald's menu is this version of that Big Mac.
The chicken Big Mac.
It is the chicken Big Mac. Question number two. Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, they're expecting their first child together, which Fox announced on Instagram. This will be her fourth child and Machine Gun Kelly's second child. Name all the kids.
Ooh.
I'm kidding. Megan Fox has three boys with her ex. What is his name?
Brian Austin Green.
Of course it's Brian Austin Green. Question number three. Cedar Point is removing another ride from the park that we could have gone on for media day.
Definitely
Stevie,
no.
When you were out of the room, producer Stevie was all in on this.
Doubt that. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I knew it.
I tried.
I'm not flinging in the air.
I tried, Melissa.
Who wants to fling? Ugh.
All right. Professor Delbert's Frontier Fling used to be known as the Ripcord. What is the name of the new Tilt roller coaster that will debut next year?
Siren's Curse.
It is Siren's Curse. Are you a roller coaster person, Melissa, or not so much?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So you wouldn't be tilted down? Oh, that's not
dangle.
It's not on a track to then reattach a track and drop you straight to the ground.
No.
No. Okay.
I love that you say it's not on a track.
Well, you've seen it. I mean, if you see it, you know, and then it looks like it.
Yeah, that's just not happening.
Okay.
No.
So, yeah.
I need a nice, basic, simple.
It looks cool from the ground. Question number four. HBO Max's new teaser reveals a glimpse of all the shows that they're going to have next year, including fan favorite, The White Lotus, which, by the way, a little bit of a spoiler alert, going to set place in Thailand. Which U.S. state was the setting for season one of The White Lotus?
Hawaii.
It was Hawaii. Question number five. People Magazine is unveiling its 2024 Sexiest Man Alive. That's going to happen tonight on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, where Colbert will host the announcement. Who graced the cover of the 2024 Most Beautiful issue on People Magazine, which was released earlier this year?
I can't remember. Selena Gomez. Who?
Sofia Vergara.
Oh.
Final totals there, producer Stevie.
Melissa 2, Jen 4.
Sorry, Melissa.
That's okay. Next time.
Next time. Sure.
Absolutely. We always love having you on, but you know what you need to say.
I do. It's Melissa from Lyndhurst, and I did not.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump Tui.
All right, let's get to a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have Jonathan Shaker Heights. He's going to play this round. Hey, Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Better now that I'm talking to you, Tim.
That's what I'm talking about. Love it. All right, so you're going to play a round of Trump Tui. You know how to start the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, please leave.
I'm leaving the room.
What's up, Stevie?
Hello.
Jen's leaving the room. Jonathan's going to play. We'll ask you five questions. You know how the game works. Jen's out of the studio for this, obviously. We'll ask you five questions. There is a timer involved. You answer them to the best of your ability. We'll see how you do. We'll play a quick song so we can go down the hall, grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her the same five questions. If you win, you're going to get that Jen and Tim Show limited edition mug. That would be amazing. So here we go. Question number one. Country star Blake Shelton and Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan are teaming up for a brand new television singing competition. Now, the show follows a yet-to-be-announced superstar on their journey to discover the next big artist. Maybe this is why Blake Shelton left as a judge on which singing competition show?
The Voice.
All right, question number two. Netflix has announced the renewal of Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders for a second season. Now, season two is going to follow the 2024-25 squad from start to finish. Former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader Melissa Rycroft competed on which ABC reality dating show in 2002?
Love Island?
Question number three. Britney Spears recently reunited with her 18-year-old son, Jaden James, at her Los Angeles home, marking a meaningful visit for the pop star. Now, the two reconnected following her sons and their dad moving to which state?
Connecticut.
All right, let's go with question number four. Shaboozey. Fresh off winning the People's Choice Award, Country Award for New Artist, and scoring six Grammy nominations, has been announced as the halftime performer for the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving Day game against the Chicago Bears. What is the name of Shaboozey's breakout song that just became the longest running solo number one hit in Billboard Hot 100 history?
Bar song, and then there's a parenthesis something, but I forget that. But it's bar song, I'm pretty sure.
All right, question number five. I like that it's parenthesis something. It's like, that's good. That's great. We appreciate it.
Deep cut.
That's right. Question number five. Netflix has dropped the trailer for season three of The Ultimatum, Marry or Move On. I would love to play this on the Jen and Tim show. Imagine that, getting contestants. So this is what it is. The show features
a very fun show to watch.
Yeah, the show features six couples who must make the decision to break up or get married. The first five episodes premiere on December 4th. I mean, it's going to be cold December 4th. This is on. I mean, there you go.
I'll be watching.
What is the name of the Netflix reality show that brings singles from various Netflix reality series to find their match?
Reality dating? I don't know.
That's all right. We'll go with that. We're going to see how many of the five you answered correctly. We're going to see how Jen does, ask her the same five questions, see if you can win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. This all continues in 3 minutes on Star 102. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Jonathan did his job, answered five questions a minute ago. How did he do?
Jonathan got two.
Two correct, Jonathan.
Good job.
It's all right, man. There we go. We'll see if it holds up. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions. We begin with question number one. We begin with country star Blake Shelton and Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan. They are teaming up for a brand new televised singing competition. Now, this show follows a yet-to-be-announced superstar on their journey to discover the next big artist. Maybe this is why Blake Shelton left as a judge on which singing competition show?
The Voice.
Would be correct. Question number two. Netflix has announced the renewal of Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders for a second season. So season two is going to follow the 2024-2025 squad from start to finish. Former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader Melissa Rycroft competed on which ABC reality dating show in 2002?
The Bachelor.
It was The Bachelor. Question number three. Britney Spears. She recently reunited with her 18-year-old son, Jaden James, at her Los Angeles homes, marking a meaningful visit for the pop star. The two reconnected following her sons and their dad moving to which state?
Hawaii.
You tell me Federline can afford Hawaii.
Maybe he saved up all those years she was given him.
Yeah, because I think he's cut off now that
he still has to give her money.
That's right. I did read it. That's
right. His son's still in the
That's pool. Right. You're right. Great point. So
crazy.
He'll be moving from Hawaii.
Yeah. Hawaii. End of the year, before later. Done. Yeah.
Question number four. Shaboozey. Fresh off winning the People's Choice Country Award for New Artists and scoring six Grammy nominations, has been announced as the halftime performer for the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving Day game against those Bears from Chicago. What is the name of Shaboozey's breakout song that just became the longest running solo number one hit in Billboard Hot 100 history?
Oh, I don't know the actual name of it. Getting tipsy. In the bar, in the club, getting tipsy. I don't know.
You're so close.
You are close. Bar song. And then in those parentheses, in those brackets, Jonathan tipsy. So you got that one.
It's Jonathan tipsy?
No, I was just telling Jonathan he got that. He guessed bar song. I was trying to think the word after that.
I was like, that's weird. I never noticed.
It's bar song. Jonathan is tipsy.
Got it.
It's a new song. Question number five. Netflix has dropped the trailer for season 3 of The Ultimatum. Marry or move on? We need to play this on the Jen and Tim show. So the show features 6 couples who must make the decision to either break up or get married.
Ew.
It's a crazy show. I don't know if you've seen it. They like move in with someone else and like do a trial with another partner. They all switch. And then they decide if they want to go back to their partner, date that partner, and go single. It's fun.
I love that you've watched it. This is so up Stevie's alley. Mm-hmm.
The Ultimatum, Jen and Tim Show Edition. Okay, I'm just trying to throw it out there. The first 5 episodes, clearly Jen's not in. The first five episodes.
I'm looking at you waiting because I'm like, is it us playing or we're going to get
us playing. Of course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm confused. We would have people come on and play the game. Okay.
We should decide if they should marry him.
Okay,
I'm
into that.
We would know better than them.
Yes. Because
when I watch a show, I'm like, you guys need to break up. And then they just decide to be together anyway.
Isn't that always the case from the outside?
Always. If you go on the show, you should just break up. Like if you
already you're questioning
think,
it.
Correct.
If you already think,
you're trusting the show.
And that's very one or the other. Like, you're either breakup or you were done. You said, that's probably leading towards breakup anyway. Anyway, okay. We clearly like this show. By the way, the first 5 episodes premiere on December 4th. What is the name of the Netflix reality show that brings singles from various Netflix reality shows or series to find their match?
That's Love is Netflix. Netflix of life.
Perfect match. Final
Perfect
totals.
Match.
Final totals.
Jonathan 2, Jen 3.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jonathan.
Sorry, Jonathan.
That's okay.
Darn right. We appreciate
you. Shaboozy
playing.
Named a song after you. You're good.
Yeah, that's good. Threw the name in there. You're right. Let's try to get them all together. Jonathan, it's always good to hear from you, buddy. You know what you need to say.
I did not Trump Tui today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.